Welcome to the Doggy Dan podcast show, helping you unleash the greatness within your dog.
Hi there, I'm Doggy Dan from The Online Dog Trainer. Thank you for joining me here on this free audio coaching session, which is all about dogs and puppies who pull on the leash, one of the most common behavioral issues out there. It can be so frustrating when you don't know why they're doing what they're doing and you don't know what to do. And I've seen some absolutely nightmare situations with huge, strong, sometimes just small but very stubborn dogs refusing to give in. I've worked with thousands of dogs, and so I can tell you, I know what I'm talking about. I know how to turn these dogs around. I've done it thousands of times before, and there's very little which phases me, whether it's a determined little 8-week-old Jack Russell or a big 8-year-old Rottweiler who's pulling your arm out of the socket. This method works, and that's why I'm here. I'm here to share with you, to share the knowledge that I've got. I'm passionate about this. Hopefully you can hear it in my voice. I just want to help you get to where you want to be with your dog, and develop that wonderful relationship. I know you can do it. You just need to know how. So stay tuned if you want to end up with the most amazing dog. This is the start of your journey. So may I suggest, go grab your favorite drink, get settled, get a pen and paper as well, and let's get into it, because there's loads coming up. Here's the deal. I'm going to give you 15 minutes of my best, and in that time, I'm going to go through two things. Firstly, I'm going to go through three of the most important steps that you need to be doing to set up a successful dog training program in terms of walking your dog properly on the leash. If you're not doing this stuff, you kind of might as well just give up. For many of you, you'll put this stuff in place and it will absolutely transform your dog. However, I also know that there's a lot of you who are going to go, I want more. I've got a more complicated situation than that. I want more information, more material, more videos. In fact, you probably want more on not just dogs who pull on the leash, but lots of other topics. And so at the end of this audio, I'll show you where you can get a ton more great information about dogs who pull on the leash, more complicated situations than we've gone through here today, and every other dog behavioral issue out there. If you've got a puppy, you'll love it, because it's effectively a complete puppy training program. It's the Aladdin's Cave, as I like to call it. It'll save you absolutely hundreds of dollars in your training. So stay tuned if you want to have an amazing dog who walks perfectly on the leash. The second thing I'm going to do is go through the key piece of the puzzle, which I guarantee you're missing with your dog training. And if that sounds interesting, well, it should sound interesting, because it's absolutely fascinating. When you realize you're missing one of the key pieces, then you'll understand why everything has been so tricky. And it doesn't need to be. This is the bit which absolutely changed my relationship with dogs. It's changed the way I train dogs. It's changed my life, to be quite honest, in many, many ways. And of course, you'll find out how to put it in place in your own life at the end of this audio. So stay tuned. Right, let's get into it. The first step of training your dog to walk properly or nicely on the leash is what I call calming your dog down. It's basically the way to get off to a perfect start. It's something which often goes so wrong for so many of us. What usually happens is this. We think about going for a walk, we pick up the lead, and by that point our dog is already up and jogging around. They're looking at us and they're getting more excited. Now, if you think of an energy scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is your dog very calm and relaxed, and 10 is your dog absolutely hyper, your dog is probably already gone from a 1 up to a 4 or a 5. They're looking at you to see if you go and get your shoes or your trainers, and once you put your trainers on or your keys or your jacket, your dog is jumping around at a level 6. They've gone up. And then you pick up the leash and you bring it towards your dog. They're at a 7 at this point. And of course, most of us just put the lead on the dog. They're at an 8 at this point. And then as you head out the door, they're at a 9. You go through the door and down the drive at a level 10, through the garden gate. So you've already got this dog who's at a level 10 out of 10. They're absolutely going through the roof. Now, it's very hard to train a dog who's at a level 10. Now, yours might only be at an 8 or 9, but that is still way too high. If you work backwards, what we really want is our dog to be at a level 1, because that's the time, that's the place that they can actually focus and listen and learn. So if you work backwards, you want your dog to be at a 1 as they go through the gate, 1 down the drive, 1 in the house. And so really, when you pick up the lead, rather than putting the lead on your dog when they're at this level 5 and still jumping around, you want to wait until they calm right down. Now, you may be thinking, I don't have time, but you do have time if you make it. I'm not talking, you don't have to wait, you know, hours and hours and hours. If you practice this on a weekend day, Saturday or Sunday, when you've got the time, your dog will soon get the hang of it, that the lead only goes on your dog when they are calm. And this is the way you progress. You keep checking in with your dog. You look at your dog and you say, is my dog calm? If your dog is calm, then you progress. You put the lead on, you may stand up. And then you may start walking around the front room a little bit. And you take it in stages like this. Don't just charge out the house, regardless of whether your dog is hyper and excited, because they'll just be way too excited by the time you get to the garden gate. And if your dog's not calming down, here's a little tip. Postpone the walk. Take the lead off. Put the lead down. And this is if you're inside the house, not if you're on the street, of course. And you just wait for your dog again to calm down. You'd be amazed how quickly they can calm down. This is the first stage of getting your dog off to a perfect start on the walk. You've got to be doing this bit. If you're not aware of what's going on here, you're missing out. Now, you know, this stuff is always easier to watch on videos. And I'm tempted to kind of say, hey, talk about the videos. There are videos of this. And this is what I want to share with you at the end, where you can find all this stuff out. But I'm going to hold back other than to say that there are videos of this. And it will make it a whole lot more sense, because we've got to move on. We've got to move on to point number two. This is where many, many people get confused. It's the structured and the social walk. You might think, what am I talking about? Well, there's two aspects to the walk. It's not just all a walk. Some of it is structured and some of it is social. Structured, well, let me do social first. Social is where your dog is allowed to sniff and pee and go where they want. Maybe they're off leash, they're running around, or they've got a long, long lead, they're on one of those extendable 10-meter cables, or, you know, they're burning calories, burning fat, having fun, stimulating their brain and socializing and playing. That's the walk. They're running around the park or in the sea. That's what we call the walk. But hang on, what do we call the stuff when your dog is meant to be by your side? Well, we just call it the walk. And yet they're completely different. I mean, sure, one is off leash and one is on leash, but I think they get really blurred. All you need to do is differentiate them very clearly. The structured is where you are convincing your dog that you are in charge. This is where your dog is nearly always on the lead, and it's where we use the word walk or the word heel, and we're trying to get them to walk by our side and not pull ahead. It's where we're trying to get them to understand when we stop, they've got to stop. When we turn, they've got to turn. This is the structured walk. And the social is when your dog is allowed to kind of go and do what they want to do. They're free to go and play and stuff. Of course, there's still boundaries. They're not allowed on the roads. They're not allowed to go and attack other dogs. They can't do whatever they want. But they're sort of free to go and meander and pee and sniff and do that sort of stuff. Now, the important thing is this. Both the social and the structured parts of the walk, or the aspects of the walk, are important. However, they need to be separate. They can't merge into one. You need to differentiate when it's structured, when it's social. And the most important bit is this: you decide when it changes, not your dog. Don't let your dog bully you into letting them have a sniff and a pee and wander over into the grass. No, that should only happen when you decide. Now, this might sound strict, but if you don't do it this way, a lot of strong dogs will bully you into it becoming all social. You're walking down the road and they're meant to be walking by your side, but the next thing you know, oh, they're pulling you into the bushes. So make sure it's you that's deciding when it changes over. And on one little walk, you could change, you know, 5 or 10 times. You might do 3 minutes of structured walk, then give your dog a bit of freedom and let them sniff and pee, then put them back on structured, then have a little bit more social time. Maybe at the park, you let them off for 20 minutes, then you put them on for structured again as you walk home. It's that sort of thing. You can decide how many times it happens, but it's your decision, not your dog's. In a nutshell, that is the structured and social walk, and it's where so many people fall down. It explains whether you should allow your dog to have a pee and sniff, that sort of thing. The answer is, if it's structured, no, they shouldn't be sniffing and peeing and stopping and doing what they want on structured, only when you kind of allow them to. Now, of course, when you first start the walk, of course, if your dog is bursting for the toilet, give them a good opportunity to go toilet. Walk over to a bit of grass and say, okay, go weebies or whatever, stand there for a minute or two, make sure they're happy, and then go, right, now we are walking, and make sure walking is what they do. Well, time flies when you're having fun, and we've got to move on because we're already on to point number three. Now, you may have heard in that last section, that last step, that I said you should decide when everything happens. You're basically in charge. The structure bit is very much you deciding, hey, focus on me. I'm the pack leader. I'm in charge. You've got to do what I say. Now, this is where a lot of people are actually running into trouble because they're not actually the pack leader in their dog's eyes. In the dog's eyes, the dog has been running the show inside the house. And then you try and come out the house and try and take control of the walk, and there is no way you're going to win. So point number three is actually this. You have to become the pack leader. If you're not the pack leader, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way, I almost guarantee 99.9% of you listening to this are not the pack leader. Guarantee it. And I can say this because I've worked with thousands and thousands of people, and they, you know, a lot of them did think they were until we went through some basic stuff and they went, oh my goodness, didn't know what I was doing. The lady that I worked with today is a classic example of someone who, she was a lovely lady, but she was convinced she was in charge. She was convinced that the dog knew she was the pack leader. However, I went through some very simple stuff inside the house with her before I took a dog for a walk. And then when I picked up the lead to take the dog for a walk, the dog, Charlie, was a completely different dog with me. And she couldn't believe it because I didn't actually have to train him. He already knew how to walk nicely on the leash. And a good example of this is, you know, a lot of dogs, you say to them, heel or walk inside the house, and they will walk beautifully. They totally know how to walk by your side inside the house, in the back garden. They can do it. They understand what that word means. But when you're walking down the street, there is no way they will do it. They edge ahead. They're always a yard ahead. They're always pulling. They're always, you know, fighting you. It's like you're always swimming against the stream. You're always struggling with them. And this is because you haven't sort of won their mind. And if you don't win your dog's mind, then you can never sort of train that body. It's that order. You have to win the mind first, then you can train the body. So if you're struggling with your dog and you feel like there's something missing, this is what I'm talking about. This is the missing piece of the jigsaw puzzle. This is what I show people for, you know, hundreds and hundreds of dollars, to be honest, when I do a one-on-one consultation, show them how to win the dog's mind inside the house so that the walking on the leash becomes really easy. Now, at the start of the audio, I promised you that if you stayed on till the end, I'd go through where you could get hold of a ton more awesome information about stopping your dog from pulling on the leash, loads of other behavioral issues. So if you click on the link just below this audio now, you'll be taken through to my online dog training site and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Here you'll find a heap of videos and other material that demonstrate exactly how to get your dog to walk perfectly on the leash. There's loads of videos. You'll absolutely love them. They're in high definition. There's also stuff on puppy training, getting your puppy to walk nicely on the leash. And there's, you know, a lot more in-depth audios on dog walking, all that sort of stuff. When you visit the site, I guarantee you're going to be blown away with the content because it covers off, you know, virtually every other dog and puppy behavioral issue that you may be experiencing. It really is what I call Aladdin's cave, from dog aggression to separation anxiety, barking, not coming when called. And also there's a complete puppy training program that covers off mouthing, biting, and jumping. It's all in there. If you're getting pretty excited, then good. You should be, because you're going to absolutely love it. And I'm going to make it even better now. And that's because if you click on the link, you'll see that I'm true to my word. When I said it'll save you hundreds of dollars, it will. Because what I've done is I've made it so you can experience the entire site for 3 days for just a single dollar. And you may be wondering, well, why on earth have I done it? Well, it's simply this. I want you to be absolutely over the moon with the site before you decide to stay on. So I've made it $1 for you to check it out now. And of course, if you click on the link, you can actually get started right away and you'll be seeing the improvements by the end of the day. It really is that powerful. You'll also have the opportunity of discovering this missing piece of the jigsaw puzzle, the becoming the pack leader. You know, this is the foundation which all my work is built on. This is the bit which is nearly always missing. And with dogs who pull on the leash, it's no exception to this rule. This is the key bit. You've got to get right first. It's the key to having an absolutely amazing dog. And, you know, like I say, this alone is something that people pay hundreds of dollars for during a consultation. And that's not including all the training videos that you're going to get access to. So get started with your training now, because these issues don't just sort themselves out. You know, they're not self-correcting issues. They generally just get worse and worse. But the great thing is, no matter what problem you're experiencing, we can work through it together. I've done it many, many times before. Okay, that just about wraps it up for today. Click the link now below the audio. Discover what thousands of people have already discovered, that you too can have an amazing relationship with your dog or puppy when you're shown how. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. I'm Doggy Dan, and as always, love your dog.
You've been listening to another episode of the Doggy Dan Podcast Show, bringing you one step closer to creating harmony with your dog.